up and down to each other. She was surprised by his interest in poetry. When he took a break, she would sometimes read a poem to him. On more than one occasion, she would start to read a poem by Poe or Longfellow, only to hear him finish it for her, from memory. She was sad when the roof was finished. "Is something wrong?" he asked. "No, you did a wonderful job," she said. "It's just that..." "The windows won't open. The children and I would enjoy a breeze now and then." "I can fix that," said Sam. She gave him two more jars of peaches, and Sam fixed the windows. It was easier to talk to him when he was working on the windows. He told her about his secret onion field on the other side of the lake, "where the onions grow all year round, and the water runs uphill." When the windows were fixed, she complained that her desk wobbled. "I can fix that," said Sam. The next time she saw him, she mentioned that the door doesn't hang straight, and she got to spend another afternoon with him while he fixed the door. By the end of the first semester, Onion Sam had turned the old run-down schoolhouse into a well-crafted, freshly painted jewel of a building that the whole town was proud of. People passing by would stop and admire it. "That's our schoolhouse. It shows how much we value education here in Green Lake."
It's ironic that the people of Green Lake would say that they value education when they wouldn't even let Sam go to school, never mind that they trust him as much as they do the town doctor. We can also tell that the people of Green Lake don't really value education because they let the schoolhouse get run down. Sam practically had to rebuild it. Not that I think Catherine Barlow really minded. It's obvious she really likes having him around. Let's continue at the very top of page 111, where it says, "The only person